Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is January 24th, 2025, a beautiful day here in British Columbia. It is sunny. It is a little bit cold. I actually don't mind this type of weather. It's like perfect to like, you know, bundle up and get really warm, but it's like also not raining, so that's good. So you don't have to be like too like heavy with the clothes and heavy with the umbrella. So you're just kind of enjoying the sunny weather and you're like nice and warm, which is kind of nice. But yeah, you're listening to a new Discolly episode here on CITR. Before I get started, I do want to acknowledge that CITR is live and broadcasting off the unceded, ancestral, and traditional lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Yeah, I mean, I'm just having such an interesting day today. It's like it hasn't even been like that long since I woke up. I think, kid you not, like 2 hours. But it's just like I feel like I've already like had so much to talk about with people, and I've had like so many calls already. And what a perfect way to continue my morning than to listen to music and kind of be able to put those emotions into yeah, like sonic art, I guess. Sorry, I'm not really making that much sense, but like there's context to that. But yeah, if you're new to Discolly and you don't understand exactly how this show works, or you've never been here before, basically for about 2/3 of the show, we talk about a mainstream artist, we talk about a pretty well-known artist, we focus on one of their albums, we go through the discography, we talk about the discourse around it, and then we go through the vinyl pressings, we go through the track list, we go through the concerts, if they had a concert, or if they have an upcoming concert, and we kind of do all of that talk, all of the kind of like pop culture talk of the album and the artist, and then I give you guys a nice little segue into our last third of the show, which is our discovered portion of the show, where I introduce you guys to a new artist, a new Canadian artist that somewhat sounds similar to our mainstream artist of the week, and be able to bridge these two artists for you guys to hopefully discover them and fall in love with them. That's kind of my goal of this show. But yeah, it is a very, I don't want to say like special show episode today, but today marks the first ever episode where we repeat a mainstream and a discovered artist. Usually I don't get the chance to get through all of the music from the artists because either I run out of time and then I have to cut short the discovered artist, or the mainstream artist has too many albums and I can only really do one because I can't talk about all of them in one show. So I choose one album instead of the other, and then I leave out the other album, but I still want to talk about that album. So it kind of puts me in a bit of a dilemma where I'm just like, okay, which album do I pick? And also like, what's the time that I have to like cut out? So we have officially reached our 40th episode of Discolly, which is crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. It's crazy to think that about a year ago, I was only on like, I think my fifth episode, I think. Now we're at 40. Today marks 41, which is insane. And that means that 50 is coming up. And I think I want to do a little bit of a celebration for my 50th episode. But yeah, so today we are doing and repeating the mainstream artist, my absolute number one, Miss Billie Eilish. Last episode that I did, I think it was when she released it, May 17th, I think it was. I brought on my friend Leela to talk about her latest album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. It was like an album release listening overview episode where we kind of just went into it kind of blind a little bit. I know we had listened to it like the night before on the 16th, and so, or was it the 17th? I can't remember. And then we had basically just gotten into the album, and then we decided to play it on air and kind of go through it one by one. And now that ends up being one of my all-time favorite albums of the year. It was such a beautiful album. And of course, I will say before Hit Me Hard and Soft came along, we had Happier Than Ever, which is the album that we will be doing today. I don't know if I want to like repeat the little like biography details that I have in my first episode. I might leave you guys that freedom to go check it out if you guys want to. I do kind of give some interesting facts about her and about her family, how she grew up, and, you know, all that yip-yap stuff when I did the Hit Me Hard and Soft episode. So I'll let you guys, you know, kind of create a little segue over to that episode. You can find it at citr.ca. And if you just scroll a little bit down, I think it was like maybe in the 30th episode or maybe in the 20s. I can't remember. But regardless, we are going to be discovering Happier Than Ever. Happier Than Ever. Ooh, what an album. It was, how can I say this? It was a bit of a 180 when she first released it, because this was her sophomore album right after she had released When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And for those who were in the era of When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And, you know, that whole literally shot up to space that that album was, and how her career just skyrocketed after that album. People know that that album kind of classified Billie Eilish as a very emo, very grunge, very like, dark, demonic artist, because it was about like sleep paralysis, it was about demons, it was about channeling all these, I don't want to say negative energies, but all these dark energies that people have and experience, and putting it into music and describing it in a very like disturbing, uncomfortable, eerie, macabre way, that ended up being like something that we've never really seen before from a 15, 16 year old writing music, you know what I mean? And so when Happier Than Ever was announced, it was released in on July 30th of 2021. So this was just when I had, funny enough, graduated high school. She released, she first released My Future as a single. I'm pretty sure that's correct. Yes, My Future was released as a single in 2020, July 30th of 2020. So exactly 1 year before. And people were like, oh, this is kind of like a softer Billie. We're kind of seeing like a more kind of like I Love You kind of Billie, kind of like an 8 Billie, more of like a, not exactly like Ukulele, because we're also seeing a bit of pop with My Future. But we were like, oh, this is new. She's a bit softer. She's not really taking that You Should See Me in a Crown kind of vibe, where it sounds like a knife in the background. The production's really strong. It's kind of creepy. Like, no. And then she released Therefore I Am as a single on November 12th of 2020. And that was kind of like a fun, very kind of could fit that vibe of When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And then she released Your Power, which was one of the most, powerful songs, one of the most raw, explicit, very heartfelt songs that dealt with abuse, SA, and Grape. And so it was very interesting to see Billie take this stance, a side of Billie that we had never seen before. So then she released her teaser for the Happier Than Ever album, that was basically, I can't exactly know how to describe it, but it was like an all beige aesthetic. It was her on a couch. And she, like, kind of looks back. First of all, she turned blonde. She went from her black hair, her black and green roots, to a full blonde. It was, like, a full, like, 180 again. 180, like, it was such a switch up. And then she released a little snippet of Happier Than Ever. And it was literally just, like, if I'm away from you, I'm happier than ever. And then that was it. It cut right there. And you're, like, oh, my God, like, this is crazy. Like, who is this? Is this Billie? Is this not Billie? People were, like, oh, I kind of missed the emo Billie, which was a bit of, like, tea, because, like, people gave her so much negative criticism on her being too emo and being too sad and depressed. And so when she now went to like this, like kind of still depressed, and I'm not gonna lie, like Happier Than Ever is still kind of like a very sad album, but she was still like, when I'm away from you, I'm happier than ever. So we're like, oh, now she's happy. Like, I guess she's happy now. So it was interesting to see that. So everyone was like, whoa, this is crazy. Like, what are we seeing? What are we feeling? So that's a little bit of like a backstory of like why this album was like seen the way it was seen. Obviously the producer was her brother, Phineas O'Connell. I think that's like the only producer she's ever worked with. So there were 7 singles off of this album: My Future, Therefore I Am, Your Power, Lost Cause, NDA, Happier Than Ever, and finally on December 6th, 2021, Male Fantasy. Male Fantasy was the last single to be coined a single, because by December 6th, the album was already released, but like the song was probably charting a lot more than she thought it would. And so then they just like released it as a single for it to chart by itself. But yeah, the biggest inspiration for Billie Eilish off of this album was kind of like the self-reflection that she had during the COVID-19 pandemic. As this was released in 2021, it was kind of like the thick of it, but also like nearing the, you've kind of found your like your comfort in your life for the next couple of years. And it was just like this whole thing kind of happening. Yeah, obviously her label is Dark Room and Interscope Records. She's stayed with them and been very loyal to them. And this album ended up doing, actually not doing great, but it ended up gaining a lot of nominations at the 64th Annual Grammy Awards. So it was a really, really, really big success for her on that end. And she ended up, she did win a couple awards. I'm actually lying. I think she won, that might have been 2020. But she won a Grammy for Everything I Wanted, which didn't end up on this album. But it was a song that she released after When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? So that kind of makes sense. But yeah, so that ended up being that. She didn't win Album of the Year, which is a little bit sad because I really, really liked that album. But it's okay. I think she lost to, I think it was Harry's House at the time. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, the first song that I want to play for you guys is actually the third track on the track list. The first one's Getting Older. It is a very self-reflective, also kind of like, not exactly, I kind of want to say it's like self-loathing song and piece where she talks about the process of getting older, talks about the hard sides of it, it talks about the vulnerability behind it. There's a line in Getting Older that I love, love, love so much, and I resonate with so much. I'm pretty sure the line goes, oh my God, I can't remember exactly, but she says how like, she keeps and keeps repeating the story over and over and over again, where at one point it just sounds rehearsed. And at what point is she just telling that story to gain people's pity? And as much as I want to say humans don't mean to do that and don't mean to like tell a story over and over again, sometimes it could just be therapeutic to just, you know, want to thump all of your thoughts onto someone and just be like, this is what I feel, this is how I'm feeling. But then you do it to like so many people where at one point you're like, wow, like I really just have this story rehearsed. And at what point are you just looking for people's pity? And at what point do you see that boundary and you're able to be like, oh, like I'm actually not looking for your pity anymore, but I kind of found comfort in you pitying me, because then you're validating the feelings that I have and the negative feelings that I have towards the situation that I'm currently in. Which was a song that very much stuck with me. So if you are able to listen to that song, definitely give it a little listen. And then we move over to I Didn't Change My Number, which is such a little fun, quirky little song. But the one I do want to start off with is Billie Bossa Nova. For those who don't know, a bossa nova is a Brazilian kind of jazz genre. It has a very iconic beat to it. This song doesn't exactly follow that beat to the greatest extent. If you want to like listen like more of a bossa nova to like an exact kind of like not exact match but like a closer match, I'd recommend Leve. She has the bossa nova from the start. She also has the bossa nova Falling Behind. But this one is kind of Billie's take on a bossa nova, and it's iconic. It's really good. So we'll take a listen. We'll come back. We'll talk about it, and we'll just have fun. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and this is Billie Eilish with Billie Bossa Nova.
Love when it comes without a warning, 'cause waiting for it gets so boring. A lot can change in 20 seconds. A lot can happen in the dark. Love when it makes you lose your bearings. Some information's not for sharing. Use different names at hotel check-ins. It's hard to stop it once it starts. It starts. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. gone. I'm sorry if it's torture though. I know it might be more of an obsession. You really make a strong impression. Nobody saw me in the lobby. Nobody saw me in your arms. I'm not sentimental, but there's something about the way you look tonight. Makes me wanna make them jealous. I'm the only one who doesn't have what you like. You better lock your phone.
That was Billy Bossanova by Billie Eilish. One of my, I don't want to say my favorite off of the album, but one of my favorite off of the albums. It's very hard to pick a favorite. I do have a very, very, very clear favorite off of this album. It is actually my favorite Billie Eilish song ever. Nothing has ever come to top that song, which we will get to at some point. But Billy Bossanova is just such a sensual song. My God. Again, we see also another side of Billie Eilish that we didn't get to see much in, actually maybe at all, in When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Billie Eilish was always criticized by her body and kind of like, it's this weird concept of sexualizing Billie Eilish, if that makes sense. And she got a lot of criticism on the internet, being like, oh, like, you hide your body, you hide that part of yourself, like, you're a girl, you're doing this, you're doing that, but you're not acting like a girl, you're wearing baggy clothes, you're acting like a dude. Like, she received a lot of like these different like negative images of herself, and she was just so like, why do you care? Like, this is just me. And so in being able to write such a sensual song like Billy Bossanova, and there's also another track later in this, in her album called Not My Responsibility, which is technically an interlude, or it's actually just like a spoken word song, I guess. It's not really a song. It's just kind of a monologue, kind of. But in being able to write Billy Bossanova, and being able to write Not My Responsibility, in being able to write Male Fantasy, she takes this very blunt approach to putting that part of her life and that part of her private sphere into a public eye without exactly giving away too much, if that makes sense, but also being very, very, very blunt in Not My Responsibility. Love that song. I think something that like really made me like make it sound like a bossa nova is obviously like the slow and steady beat. It's very constant. It's very heavy. The bass is prominent. Love a good prominent bass. I've always said that. And yeah, it's just like something you can just dance to. And something that's so fun to watch live as well, because when we got to see it live, sorry, I'll get into that. I was able to go to the Happier Than Ever tour with my best friend Leela, of course. I literally take her everywhere with me. We went to her concert in 2022 when she came to Vancouver, the Happier Than Ever tour. And we were able to get to see Billy Bossanova live in action. And it was an amazing experience. She was just such a good performer in it. She had like this like cute little dance going with it. It had everyone grooving. It was just so much fun. Anyway, moving on the track list, we do have My Future, which is the first single ever released for the album. Then we have Oxytocin, which contrary to popular belief, I am not the biggest fan of oxytocin. I think oxytocin can go crazy in concert, but I never find myself listening to oxytocin by myself for pleasure. It's just one of those songs where I'm just like, okay, like I feel like I could dance to this, but like I need to be in like a certain mood, a certain environment, certain area with certain people. But by myself, I don't love it. I don't know what it is. Like, it's not a bad song. The production's very good. Her vocals are insane, but I just don't love it. I don't know what it is. It's just me and my critical brain just being weird. And then after that, we have Goldwing. Goldwing is actually a song that I am going to play for you guys today. Goldwing is kind of like this song that she wrote based off of a hymn that she used to sing when she was in a choir back in LA, because she used to tour with this choir. I don't exactly know the name of the hymn. It might just be like, not Goldwing, definitely not. But she basically took this hymn, she basically kind of sang it in the beginning of the song, you guys will be able to hear it, and then she later changed the lyrics a little bit at the end, added her own little touch, and made it into kind of like a poppy little sound. So we'll take a listen to that, and then we'll come back, talk about it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Discali, and this is Billie Eilish with Goldwing.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my tongue.
There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words.
Opinions expressed are solely those of the presenter and may not reflect the views of CITR Radio or the University of British Columbia.
Bad words. Shit, piss, fuck, cock, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow.
This program may contain language that some listeners find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Tits doesn't even belong on the list, you know?
Jake, you're back!
Shut your face! I came back for the music.
All right, welcome back. As said there, I did want to put out that language advisory just a little bit, just because this album does talk a little bit about heavy stuff, which can be triggering to some people, and I just wanted to make sure I just created a welcoming environment for everyone, as well as just a PSA if you don't like talking about that, which unfortunately is part of the entire album of Happier Than Ever. That's okay, and that's totally fine, and I just wanted to give a little kind of like content advisory. I'm not exactly saying anything that's too heavy, but I just did want to express that on air. But yeah, that was Goldwing. It's a great song. I remember it was not received to the greatest extent. I think I remember, and I could be wrong, and I'll get my best friend to fact check me later. But I remember I told my best friend like long ago that Goldwing was like definitely one of my all-time favorites, back before I heard the next song that we're going to play. And she was just like, oh, like, I feel indifferent about it. Like, it's not really, like, crazy, but, like, you know, you go off, I guess. Which is also funny story. When we were at the Happier Than Ever tour, she started playing Goldwing. And she started playing the hymn. And the thing with the hymn is that it's not exactly something you sing. But I just felt so empowered to give it a shot. And so, and I kid you not, my entire section, and I honestly even want to like say, I might be reaching a little bit, but like my entire upper balcony section, no one was singing the hymn but me. And so there's like this video of me just screeching, trying to sing the hymn, because obviously like my voice can't hit that note. And it's really funny because you can just hear my friend Leela in the background like laughing hysterically at me. And then, I don't know, obviously the beat drops and then people start singing and joining. But also, I feel bad because I might have ruined the experience for some people who wanted to actually enjoy the hymn and not just hear my voice. But, you know, it is what it is. I was living my best life. And, yeah, now it's a memory that I get to cherish till the day that I die. So that's kind of fun. Going down the track list, we do have Lost Cause at number 7. That's a little fun song. It's about kind of being like, when I was dating you, you're nothing but a lost cause, being like, you should go get a job, you're like, you're lazy. It's kind of like one of like those diss tracks to whoever she was talking to. I don't know at the time who she was dating or maybe had broken up with. I definitely know that Happier Than Ever was written for Q, her like ex back in the day. But I know she probably had some other people that she was maybe talking about on this album. But I know that was probably the main one. So maybe Lost Cause is about Q. Who knows? And then after that, number 8, my favorite song ever, my all-time number one song of Billie Eilish, a song that truly encapsulates a lot of feelings in the 3 minutes and 55 seconds that it is. This song is not exactly, like, I wasn't able to relate to it so much in the sense of the lyrics. It is just such a beautifully written song. It is nothing, like, really potent, as in like the production's very, very light. It's pretty much just Billie Eilish, a piano, and then like a very, 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 very basic drum pattern. And it's really hard for this song to like not make me feel emotional. I listened to the song at a time where I lost someone in my family. And I was just able to kind of like emotionally connect myself with the song. And it was one of those that, you know, you just kind of latch on to, and now it will forever hold this memory. And in the same sense, like, I felt some type of healing effect from it, but at the same time, I also felt like some very deepening, very heavy feeling. And now I was very lucky enough to be able to hear this live in concert. She didn't play the entire thing, which is a little bit sad. She just kind of played one of the choruses. But she ended up only playing it in a couple cities, and Vancouver was one of them. And I kind of felt like it was one of those, like, I don't want to say like a sign from the universe that I, you know, I was lucky enough to hear that, but it's interesting how things work, you know, and what cities she plays it at. This is Haley's Comet by Billie Eilish. My number one, my all time. We'll listen to it, we'll come back, and we'll just process it. You're listening to Discolli, and once again, this is Haley's Comet by Billie Eilish.
I don't want it, and I don't want to want you. But in my dreams, I seem to be more honest, and I must admit you've been in quite a few. Haley's Comet comes around more than I do, but you're all it takes for me to break a promise. Silly me to fall in love with you. I haven't slept since Sunday. Midnight for me is 3 a.m. for you, but my sleepless nights are better with you than nights could ever be alone. Ooh, I was good at feeling nothing, now I'm hopeless. What a drag to love you like I do. But right now, in this moment, I feel more and more like I was made for you. For you.
Billie Eilish for that beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. That was Haley's Comet by Billie Eilish. Welcome back to Discolli, everyone. If you can't tell, I feel very calm right now. I feel like my voice has like gone to a more like tranquil kind of tone. But yeah, it's honestly one of those songs that when you listen to the lyric and you listen to the production, you listen to the instruments, it's very grounding, but at the same time, I feel very light. I feel very, how can I say this? A feeling of confusion, but also of gratitude, because it makes me reflect on all of the things that I have done in my life to this person who I relate this song with, who is no longer with me anymore, unfortunately. And it's really nice to listen to that song and kind of give yourself credit for being able to reflect of this relationship that you had with someone within a song, it can be very hard, and it can also be very relieving. So it's really nice. I love that song, and I will forever love it. But yeah, going down the track list a little bit more, just because we are almost reaching the end of my show. We have Not My Responsibility, which is kind of like this monologue that talks about kind of like Billie Eilish's criticisms being not her responsibility. She's kind of being like, oh, the way you judge my body, the way you judge my image, the way you see me on this public eye, like, should I truly care about that, or is it just like not my responsibility? Great little song. She has a crazy transition from that monologue into the next song, Overheated, which is about climate change and about, like, you know, overwhelming social media presence. And then after that, she goes into Everybody Dies, which is, like, kind of, I would say, like, the least listened to song on the whole album. It's a bit underrated, I'm not gonna lie. It is a very, heavy song, because, the title itself, Everybody Dies. And then Your Power, that song, I will leave it up to the listener to listen to it if you want to. It is a very heavy song. That's kind of the one that I wanted to give an advisory for. I'm glad that Billie Eilish wrote that song for the people out there who could hopefully benefit from kind of like relieving some maybe blocked up emotions. And then after that, we have NDA, which is like kind of the song that got clowned a little bit on social media for having the same kind of production as, I don't know if anyone ever played the Wii Karate game. I don't know if it was on the Wii U Sports or something like that. Wii Sports, or like some type of a game, like game, but it kind of has like this like weird karate feel to it. Nobody liked the song, and then everyone ended up loving it anyway. So it was really interesting how fans criticize her music. But it's a really fun song. It's great in concert. The lights go crazy. And then there's a crazy transition from NDA into Therefore I Am, which is the next and last song that we will be listening to before we move on. I would play Happier Than Ever in Male Fantasy. Happier Than Ever is the like statement song of the album, but we are running short on time, so I will leave that up to you guys to listen to if you guys want to re-listen to it, because I feel like everyone has listened to that song, or if you're listening to it for the first time, which would be awesome. And then Male Fantasy is a great little like wrap up after the kind of like rock genre that Happier Than Ever possesses. We have like a nice little like acoustic Male Fantasy outro, which kind of is a nice segue to like the next little project that she had, which was the guitar songs with the 30th and TV, where she just explored acoustic genre. But anyway, we'll get into Therefore I Am, come back, and yeah, wrap it up. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Therefore I Am by Billie Eilish.
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man. I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the man. I think therefore I am.
Stop. What the hell are you talking about?
Get my pretty name out of your mouth. We are not the same with or without. Don't talk about me like how you might know how I feel. Top of the world, but your world isn't real. It wasn't ideal. So go have fun. I really couldn't care less, and you can give him my best, but just know I'm not your friend or anything, damn. You think that you're the put your name next to mine, we're on different lines. So I wanna be nice enough, they don't call my bluff, cause I hate to find articles, articles, articles. Rather you remain unremarkable. Got a lot of interviews, interviews, interviews. When they say your name, I just act confused.
Did you have fun? I really couldn't care less, and you couldn't give them my best, but just know
I'm not your friend or anything, damn. I think
sorry. I don't think I cried tonight. I'm not your friend.
Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
All right, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining me on the Billie Eilish segment of today's episode. I know I definitely did not keep it to two-thirds. I kept it more to like three-quarters, but my bad. I'll just be a little bit late to my class. It's fine. Don't worry about it. But yeah, that wraps up Billie Eilish for us. I was going to talk about the vinyl record pressings of Happier Than Ever, but I can't tell you how many she has. She definitely has like at least 20 variants, which I don't really want to get into. There's definitely a green, a yellow, a brown, a purple, a red. I have the sage green, and that's all you really have to know. That's it. Moving on to our discovered artist of the week. It's the same one that I accompanied with the Hit Me Hard and Soft. Her name is Adalea. She is from Montreal, so she is Canadian. And if I remember exactly, one of the reasons why I compared her a lot to Billie Eilish, or as much as I did, is because she has a very breathy kind of tone. She recently released an EP called Notes on October 4th of 2024. So I didn't want to play that for you guys a little bit, kind of get your opinions on it. I'm also going into this blind myself, so I don't really know what to expect. I think there's one song that's in French because it's labeled Serait-il. So we'll see. I'm debating which one I want to play first. I think I'm going to play Come On, Baby, Be a Good Girl for the Camera, which is the second track off of the EP. So we'll listen to it, and we'll be back to talk about it. This is Adalea.
Like that too, if I want. My dreams soar like the top of a tower.
Come on, baby, be a good girl for the camera. I will say I didn't expect the song to sound like that, especially hence the title. That could just be a me thing. But that was quite lovely. It was very, again, very breathy, very sweet, very, very soft, kind of. I actually do kind of like her voice a lot. So I might really get into Adalea. Also, I keep saying Adalea, but I'm pretty sure it's Adalea. Because her full name is Alexandra Levy. She's from Montreal, right? So I'm pretty sure it's like actually pronounced like Alexandra Levy. Oh, God. Anyway, but anyway, you get the point. But yeah, that was a cute little song. I felt like it could be perfect for like a little like cute little movie scene, if that makes sense, like in the background. But yeah, going down the track list, we have Make Me a Promise. We'll listen to that, come back, and talk about it a bit more. This is Discali, and this is Adalea with Make Me a Promise.
One gets the message for you before it's gone. Too many people here hanging around. I'll be waiting, however far away.
was Make Me a Promise by Adelia from her most recent EP, Notes. I will say, I think her album, One Hand on the Steering Wheel, the other, Sowing a Garden. Yeah, Sowing a Garden. I think that album might have been a little bit more similar to Billie Eilish, if I remember correctly. I'm not saying that this one doesn't, because like it, to an extent it does. I will say the Make Me a Promise song reminded me a lot about Male Fantasy, kind of that acoustic only guitar, very light vocals off of the Happier Than Ever album. So I will say if you like Male Fantasy, maybe you like this one a little bit more. But yeah, it's a fun little cute song. Definitely very like, I don't want to say background music, because it's not a bad thing that it's background music, but it's a kind of like that vibe, if that makes sense. But yeah, I'm debating if I want to play one or two songs. I think I'm only going to play one because I still have to run over to my class. So I will play the last song that that I have planned for today, which is going to be the one I maybe think it's in French, Serait-il, from her EP. But yeah, I want to announce that next up at 12 midday today. In about 5 minutes, we have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, so definitely stick around for a new episode with Dave. It's always fun. He always brings up awesome music, so if you want to continue a little radio session, why not? But yeah, thank you guys so much for joining me today on this episode. I love talking about Billie Eilish. I mean, clearly, I just can't stop yapping about her. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next week for a new Discolly episode. And it's also going to be a very special Discolly episode, which is going to be so, 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 so fun. Yeah, if you guys like this content, follow me on Instagram at _Discolly_. I post a lot of videos there, and I also post a lot of show announcements on what the content's going to be. And yeah, that's basically it. Thank you guys so much. And this is Adalea with Serait-il to sign us off today. Have a great day, guys.
Un soir, le matin, joyeuse dans mon chagrin, et le mot dans ta main s'allonge. Voilier au coin de la mer, sans rien voir, enlacé au bord du soir, et le loup de ton regard se baigne à l'arc-en-ciel. Serait-il, serait-il, serait-il un mirage ou une image? Vois-tu peut-être raison? Serons-nous, serons-nous, serons-nous pour toujours? De mon sourire, une rue d'un autre avenir, et la corde qui soupire nous lance à terre lentement. Au début, les yeux clos nerfs aigus, et le plan de ta vue serait-il, serait-il un mirage ou une image? Vois-tu peut-être raison? Serons-nous, serons-nous, serons-nous pour toujours?
it's love.